is everyone always looking at me when they are about to say interesting things? Eyes on the back of his butt. Honestly, Mother, Susie says, rolling her eyes at Lucinda, but my poor sister is too scared to share in Susie's disgust. Where's Sam? I ask. It suddenly strikes me that Sam has not come over with his sister and Mom like usual. Young Master Sam and Master Oscar are probably sleeping off a mighty hangover, yes, ma'am, Mrs. Washburn adds, nodding at my mother. Those two boys got into the rum last night. One of those tin metal generals bullied them that they had to learn to drink like little men. Mr. Washburn can't wait for Samuel Adams to recover from his hangover so he can get what else is in store for him today. I wonder what else is in store for Sam today. Do the Americans punish their children by making them sit on a punishment chair the way my parents once did? We've all outgrown that chair. In fact, it seems we've outgrown punishment altogether in the last few months. All we need to get back in line is one of Mommy's desperate looks or Poppy's stony-faced no that allows for no further argument or discussion. When the phone rings, we all jump. Once, twice, three times it keeps ringing until Lorena picks it up. In a minute, she is at Lucinda's door. It's for La Señorita, she calls out through the door. ¿Quién es? Mommy calls back. Un señor, Lorena replies. As a graduate from the Domestic Academy, Lorena knows to ask for the name of a caller, unless, of course, that caller is someone who needs no introduction. Lucinda sinks back in her pillow and begins to sob again. Mommy stands to take the call, but Mrs. Washburn comes